I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All righty, it is Dom time, big 2 o'clock hour. Jim at the controls for Dan. We'll have Dom's Money Melody. We'll play that at about 2:30 for a great prize pair of tickets to see comedian Brian Regan over there at the Kimball Cultural Campus in January. You'll be able to get that, have some fun with it in about 10 minutes or so, roughly. Bill Devlin just tweeted out or just sent out photos of the arraignment. He hasn't told us, so it still must be going on. It started around 1:30. The arraignment of Mark Houck over in Federal District Court in Philadelphia on charges that are federal charges involving face. You know, this idea that the most sacred place in the world is the abortion clinic, and because he got into it with some guy there, you know, the story that was all dropped, etc. Still, he's up on federal charges that could result potentially in 11 years in prison and a massive FBI raid. So Devlin will be here at 2:30. We'll give you the latest story. Is making huge news, so much that the Inquirer had to cover it. And they came up with this term. This is the anti-abortion far Catholic right that's involved here. As if Catholics are not pro-choice. Of course, the term anti-abortion. Yeah, of course, that nonsense. All right, so we have all that going on. The side question today, someone obese that made it big in honor of John Candy. And this whole idea of Fetterman out there masquerading, finding somebody to say all these cops groups are wrong when it comes to Fetterman, that he is not pro-criminal. He is up and down the line. Now, Larry Krasner has just followed up to, I mean, the guy, you got to give him credit, is unrelenting. Hey, Larry, the days of reckoning are coming. Thursday and Friday, listeners are going to hear as we roll out what I think, safe to say, will be plenty for impeachment of Krasner. Then we'll get on to the trial. I'm not putting one thing ahead of the other. First, impeachment. Krasner just did a conference today after Jim Kenney knows that this will not work in court. Kenney had an executive order issued today that around recreation centers, playgrounds, you cannot carry a firearm, even though you know that Pennsylvania's open carry, et cetera. You have no criminal record. You have a legal permit. You're not allowed to do it. Guess what? Krasner just did a news conference in which he said, that's right. Not only will you be charged with weapons offenses, but you'll also be charged with trespassing because of that. Now, just think, I know how maddening it is to see this place, this insane place called Philadelphia, with rampant, I'm looking at an Inquirer article, the Center City Business District is now flooding the zone with unarmed bicycle patrols to try to pretend that if you work in Center City, you're not at risk. The guy who heads it, Paul Levy, has done a good job. He said there's a negative halo over Philadelphia. Yeah. And bike patrols, unarmed, are not going to do anything about that. They'll lose their bikes. They'll be assaulted. Are you kidding me? So the mayor today violates Pennsylvania law. The legislature, like it or not, they're the ones that pass the laws when it comes to Second Amendment rights, when it comes the right to bear arms. And he opens people up to having to make a decision about their safety if they've complied. Maybe they have the ability to handle their weapon properly, etc. They can't do that under this executive order. I would advise, don't do it. You don't, even though ultimately this will not hold up in court. It's preemption. It's a state law. The city can't make its own laws. If they did, Philadelphia, trust me on this, within 30 seconds would ban all firearms. Now, they might allow something in your home, God only knows, but that's exactly what they would try to do. And Krasner jumps in and says he will fully prosecute this, even though these are legal gun owners just wanting to protect themselves, and he'll also charge you with trespassing because of this new law. This is a perverted place. I don't say that lightly. It's an obvious thing. And the only thing that's going to stop it is massive pushback on an everyday basis. And that starts with reelecting as many Republicans in the midterms here across the state as possible. It starts with defeating Fetterman. It starts with defeating Shapiro. It starts with every Democrat out there in the suburbs. Vote against them, every single one of them. It starts with restoring sanity. They don't have the ability to do it, but because mobs are shooting up recreation and playgrounds, they then take away the lawful rights in their pea brains of people in a Second Amendment state like Pennsylvania. It won't work. It's illegal. But people now are going to have to make a decision. Do you want to go through this with Krasner? I would advise don't do it. It's not worth it. Let it play out in court. I'm sure within the next few weeks, somebody will have a test case. They'll talk about this, and the courts will rule and say, no, this is the purview of the legislature. Why do they do it? It plays to their mob. They're not going to go after the criminals, so they come after people who are just using their Second Amendment rights to protect themselves in a wild city. All right, we haven't asked Jim and Sean today. Jim, I think you got a pretty good one. Who is your obese person who was wildly successful?
My obese person that was wildly successful has got to be Homer Simpson right now. Oh,
that's a great
character.
One. Yes, definitely. I didn't think about that one. Real or fictional? That is wildly. What, Simpson's on 30 years plus or something around 30
around
years.
Around that, yeah.
All wow. Right, that's a good one.
Homer Simpson. I just love the Tom Giordano show.
Very
Danny
nice.
Bowles.
30 years, or at least. Okay. That's kind of, I've liked the John Candy call, too, now.
Yeah, Sean, that was a good one.
How about yours? Who's the obese person was wildly successful in honor of Meatloaf?
So my guess is actually another fictional character. It's an old school adult TV show, South Park. Eric Cartman. So that's who's my
okay,
guy
perfect.
As the most obese guy that I just love, and he's funny and everything.
Absolutely. All right, two good ones, both fictional. You can have a real one, a fictional, a character. It doesn't matter. You can hit us with that. By the way, the Forbes list is out. The 2022 Forbes list. Of the 400 richest Americans, and for the first time since the Great Recession, says Forbes, the super rich did not get richer this year. After a roaring 2021, the 400 richest people in America, along with many Americans, have been hit by, they don't say Biden, I'll say Biden. Now, some people see this and go, good. They take pleasure in this. I don't. Because I'm not begrudging anybody else that's made it in America and is making a lot of money. I want to do the same. And I wish that you would, too. Trump is back on the list of 400. Elon Musk tops the Forbes list for the first time. Despite all the turmoil, Forbes says in his professional and personal lives, Musk is an estimated $60.5 billion richer this year thanks to an 11% jump in Tesla stock and fresh new rounds of funding for SpaceX. He unseats Bezos, number two, who was hit by a 27% drop in Amazon shares. Bill Gates moves up a spot to number three. And let me see if there's anybody else on the list that's appropriate. A lot of these are in energy money, they say. And the technology people like Zuckerberg and others are the ones that went down. But Trump is back on the list of the top 400. And it's the first time that we've seen a drop, a massive drop in the wealth of the people on this list. The minimum net worth required to make the list also fell to $2.7 billion. It's the first time since the Great Recession that the people on the list are not richer than they were before. They lost, America's tech tycoons lost a combined $315 billion. Now, do they recognize the menace that's Joe Biden? Both the stock market and bond markets at the same time have gone down. It's stunning what this guy's been able to accomplish as a negative force. Okay, let's go to Carol in Somerton on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Carol, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. First, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about the FOP supporting Shapiro? I was shocked.
Well, they did it at the state level, too. I object to it when we had John McDesby on. He believes that Shapiro did support the police and all this. No, not enough. He's a great masquerader. Shouldn't have done it. I get it. They object to Mastriano on right to work. So the solution is, well, then don't endorse anybody. Shouldn't have endorsed him.
Makes me sick.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, it's not a good day. He's a masquerader. He will be for more money on the surface for cops, but he's never challenged Krasner. He really doesn't have the backs of the cops that Krasner has gone after. He hasn't challenged Fetterman, even though he had a public dispute over all the people Fetterman was letting out of jail. So I hear you, Carol. It's look, we're allies, but I don't agree with them on this one.
Right, yeah. Okay, well, my round guy is Otto Preminger.
One of the all-time top five directors, Otto Preminger. Thank you for that one. We'll take some more coming up at 855-839-1210. You get on board. You know, looking at this list of – let me play cut nine here. Here's 6ABC. Making the point, listen to part of this. See if this jumps out at you. It's not just this is every day in the city. This poor Uber driver beaten and robbed in West Philly. But there are two facts in here that tells you how dangerous this place is. Listen to their report on the Uber driver that was attacked. Listen for the age and listen for what they did with the vehicle. Go ahead.
Some breaking news. An Uber driver has a swollen eye, a broken nose, and busted teeth after a robbery and carjacking in West Philadelphia. He says around 2:30 this morning, four men pulled him from his Toyota RAV4 at 50th and Westminster and punched and kicked him in the head, even as he lay bloodied on the ground. Despite being hurt and dazed, he managed to tell police his license plate number. Officers located the RAV4 going the wrong direction at 46th and Lancaster. The suspects fled on foot. Officers arrested two of them, a 15-year-old and a 16-year-old, after a chase. One officer cut his hand, hopping a chain-link fence to corral a suspect.
All right, a couple things. And this was overnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. One is 15, one is 16, A. And B, they're driving the vehicle against traffic. Nice work by the police, though, despite all odds, despite dealing with everything that's out there, they got them. By the way, on this thing with the recreation centers and Krasner going to charge with trespassing, cop friend of mine tells me they don't even do anything on trespassing anymore. It's a summary offense, kind of like a parking ticket. Yet Krasner is going to go all out on people that follow the law up and down the line, want to protect themselves and citizens who are not criminals by having the legal right to carry. And Pennsylvania is one of the premier out of the 50 states. I'd put it in the top three or four or five for that being a right that's recognized. And what do we see Philadelphia do? Not only take away that right if you happen to be going to a kid's basketball game or soccer game, but make you the bad guy and Krasner pounce and say, yeah, I'm going to charge you also with trespassing. Up is down, down is up. This is what we're voting on. Every chance we get, Fetterman is an example of a mob favorite here in Philadelphia. So Shapiro. This is what we're voting on. It's big stuff. All right, but it's time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, every day at around 2:13, we do Dom's Money Melody. Jim pinch hitting for Dan this week has won a pair of tickets to see comedian Brian Regan at the Miller Theater Saturday, January 14th, 2023. Tickets available at the Kimmel Cultural Campus. .org. All right, Jim, what's the backstory before the clue?
Well, this obese character is fictional, and as I was reading, about 50 years ago, this show had premiered on CBS TV, and if you were my age, you sat in front of your TV every Saturday morning to watch this show, maybe to learn a life lesson or two.
Okay.
So, without further ado, here is your clue.
You'll have some fun now.
Now, I want to know the name of the show, and this morbidly obese character also had a very famous catchphrase. So name the show and give us your best impression of that catchphrase. Let's hear the clue one more time.
You'll have some fun now.
All right, 50 years ago, this show, obese September, character.
September 9th, 1972, this premiered on CBS.
All right, and we're looking for the name of the show and the catchphrase. If you give us that, then you got the tickets to head off to the Kimmel Center. Here's how you get in right now, though. Be the first. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210, and you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live and local all day with Kale & Company, Don Stensland, Dom Giordano, and Rich Fioli. Starting Monday on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app. Odyssey app. Odyssey app. Odyssey app.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, that's what it is every day at around 2:13. Jim at the controls. You heard the backstory. We'll give you the clue in a second. Playing for a pair of tickets, Brian Regan. Backstory, we're looking for this show. Debuted September 1972. The name of the show and the catchphrase associated with it and the person is somebody who was obese, but a big success.
A big success. And the show is based right here in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Keeping it local.
All righty. That's great. Let's hear the clue again.
You'll have some fun now.
All right. Let's go to Tim in Delco and see if he can come up with all that. Hey, Tim, good afternoon. What's the name of the show and what's the catchphrase?
Hey, Tom, is that the Fat Albert Show?
Okay, you're halfway there.
And what's
the catchphrase?
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, you got it, Tim.
Nicely played, Tim. Excellent job. Nice impression. Enjoy the Kimmel and Brian Reagan. All right, we do it again tomorrow at around 2:13 or so again tomorrow. We have Rhonda McDaniel coming on tomorrow. By the way, thanks to a listener. Boy, listeners are our research arm. Sent me the Facebook page of this Sean Kilkenny out there in Montgomery County, alleged sheriff in law enforcement. And the guy's right that sent it to me. All it is a bunch of photo ops with one Democrat and another after fundraiser after fundraiser after fundraiser across Montgomery County. That seems to be this guy's role. Not much there on the law enforcement front. I'm making mention of that because, look, I believe that Dr. Oz in the end is going to beat Fetterman. But it is maddening to day by day see a guy who obviously still has not overcome the difficulties and has been a moocher extraordinaire, will be a damaging figure to the left of Bernie Sanders, and the worst of all, just an unbelievable friend of stone-cold criminals, that mindset. So when the FOP locally gives the endorsement unstintingly for Dr. Oz and lets you know how out of step Fetterman is on this issue that people really care about, maybe even some Democrats, the Inquirer trots out this Kilkenny guy to say, what's wrong with these people? He's calling out real cops. Do you realize that, Sean Kilkenny? You're saying the FOP, the real cops, don't get it when it comes to safety and their endorsement. You're saying that Fetterman went along 90% of the time with law enforcement experts, with all these pardons, etc. Wow, that's the best you can do for an endorsement? And he's all about second chances. That's all that it's about. What's wrong with you people? Boy, what a fraudulent representation by the Inquirer to call this guy a sheriff, et cetera, implying or stating that he's actually law enforcement. He's not. These are real cops. These are not some of these people shanghaied into this cult of the hoodie man. These are real cops. The FOP statewide did the same thing, and the local cops. So, of course, they couldn't let that stand. That would look like Fetterman is what he is, a friend of criminals up and down the line. He just believes nobody did anything. What's the matter with you? What about second chances? Hey, you murder somebody in my family, hoodie head. There's no second chance in my mind ever. You get the death penalty and that's it. Second chances, constantly. The victim's pain, second chances. Why don't you understand this? I don't want these people in jail. Nobody did anything. It's all the rigged system. The whole country's rigged. We need me in power, though. I'm the rich kid. Time for me to have real power. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. And Mr. Kilkenny can call in anytime that he wants and cite some stuff to us about real law enforcement and why the cops are so wrong, the local FOP, when it comes to John Fetterman and the state cops and all kinds of FOPs out there. They sniff this guy out. He's a pro-Mumia guy. He's a pro-criminal guy. He has murderers on his staff. How much more do you need to be disqualified? By the way, the state attorneys general, a bunch of them across the country. The New Hampshire attorney general joined 17 others. And I don't see Josh Shapiro's name on here. In a letter to President Biden asked that fentanyl be designated a weapon of mass destruction. According to the CDC, fentanyl poisoning is now the number one cause. It's the number one cause of death in U.S. adults age 18 to 45. Number one cause of death. Only 2 milligrams can kill an adult. Packaged to be attractive to kids, etc. Now, what would that accomplish by making it a weapon of mass destruction? Well, what it would do, it gives added focus on this, added resources, focus, penalties. And it is a weapon of mass destruction. But of course, we can't do that in a Biden administration because we don't care about that. We want the border to be open for whatever, but the multitude of reasons, the great replacement, whatever it is, and we're not going to do this. It would be interesting to see if somebody like Fetterman, somebody like, Josh Shapiro, does he consider fentanyl to be a weapon of mass destruction? But as a Democrat, if he did, this would include tightening up the border, which is not going to happen. No matter what happens to America, they're not going to give up on flooding us across the border. That's just not a possibility, no matter what. Even masquerading that, they're not doing so much as we head toward the midterms. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. Don't forget the side question. We've gotten some great ones. We've gotten some on Twitter today at DomShow1210. You can hit me there, too. Meatloaf would have been 75 today. Hit us with someone obese but wildly successful. I waited forever. I said sports pundit. Charles Barkley, somebody should have called in with. Now, when Barkley first came to the Sixers from Auburn, you know what his nickname was, an all-time great nickname? The Round Mound of Rebound. And I saw Barkley, I interviewed him once about, it was a kid's thing, at practice. Frightening to see him coming at you with a ball at high speed. Just an unbelievable athlete. The Round Mound of Rebound. And sadly, he's not been able to deal with his weight issues. But wildly successful and wildly obese. All right, our buddy, Pastor Bill Devlin, has been at the arraignment. I'm not sure if it's over or not yet, of Mark Houck, the pro-life activist who was shanghaied by a massive armada of FBI types with rifles and all kinds of things out there in Kintersville on Friday morning at 7. With 7 kids and his wife in the house. It is making national outrage big time. It's broken through as an example of how out of control the FBI is. Now, Pastor Bill Devlin, you know his exploit, second to none. He's a friend of Houck and has worked with him in several venues. He's going to give us a report, what happened at the arraignment and his thoughts on this. He pleaded not guilty to federal charges. I'm watching him on Fox now, leaving the courthouse, and not guilty, and he's out on bail. We'll get the exact part of this, but he's pleading not guilty to federal charges around all this, all right? The last that I saw, the GoFundMe page, the various funding apparatus for Mark Houck had reached over $200,000. I don't know if it's over $250,000 or not yet. Why are people doing that? Because they realize this guy's going to have a massive legal fight here. The federal government is going to try to crush this guy. They already have intimidated by the manner in which they came at him, but they are going to try to crush him. Let me take Ron. I love this one in South Jersey. He's one of my all-time favorite public figures. Ron, who's your obese guy?
Winston Churchill.
Yeah, isn't it hard to believe he lived to, what, his mid-90s? I've read 2 books of what he did during World War II. How could you drink that much? I don't know if he ate that much and be that inspirational of a figure. It's mind-boggling.
I know. And one of his favorite quotes was, if you're going through hell, keep going.
Yeah, I mean, what an inspirational, all-time inspirational figure. Thank you. That's a good one. I like Winston Churchill. I like John Candy. I got both of those. Got a bunch of others that are very good, too. Coming up, Pastor Bill Devlin from the arraignment of Mark Houck. What happens next here on Talk Radio 1210? Now, football season is underway. Now's the perfect time to download FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up with the promo code DOM, D-O-M. Now, these are easy-to-make bets. The app gives you tons of ready-made options along with the odds. Dan and I do that every day, too, here. We give you some of the plays. You can bet on winning teams, in-game player stats, touchdowns, passing yards. Combine them into that same game parlay. All this on an app that's safe, secure, and it is super easy to use. So sign up today with the promo code DOM, D-O-M, for your no-sweat first bet. Promo code DOM. You'll love the FanDuel app. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sports partner, sportsbook partner of the NFL. And FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania, first online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Why, it's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Calling on Percocet to follow Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app.
Download it now.
All right, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. We should be joined momentarily by Pastor Bill Devlin, who was at the arraignment. Mark Houck, I saw, came out of the arraignment, pleaded not guilty to federal charges that are there around this confrontation with this guy over a year ago, the whole thing. So what happens next, and how do we put it in some context? Devlin was there. And we'll get to Bill Devlin here momentarily. Guys, is that number working or no? All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Devlin, of course, has roamed the globe on issues that are just near and dear to listeners and is a friend of Houck. Why is this story making so much news? Well, it's obvious. The reason is people see this as the ultimate in the FBI, the weaponizing of the government. All right, we got the side question going on here, too. You can hit us with that. Hit us with the obese person who is somebody who was wildly successful in honor of Meatloaf. Who would have been 75 years of age. Today was his birthday. All right, so we got that going on. By the way, I mentioned this story still developing today where we have Larry Krasner, even in the midst of his day of reckoning coming up, using what Jim Kenney did to tell us that if you're caught in his hope and carry state, where you have a legal right, permitting, the whole thing in Pennsylvania, not only will you be charged with a weapons offense, I'm not sure the distance or connection, how close to a recreation center or playing field, but he will also charge you with the crime of trespassing, which they don't even do in Philadelphia anymore. Amazing stuff. By the way, tip of the hat. Bucks County Courier Times on Sunday ran this big piece about some of our favorites here. Megan Brock was one, and they quoted me extensively. Thank you. I used to write for them. Talking about Megan Brock, talking about Jamie Walker, talking about Josh Hogan and others, but principally about Megan Brock out there. Why is it these people are making such traction? Why are they getting such traction? They list all the national shows and, of course, Talk Radio 1210 here. And I say that Megan Brock, quote, is particularly good. She's detailed. She's buttoned up. It's a flawless presentation. And the vetting is intense of what she goes through. And we're going to see more of this. They're making a real impact out there in Bucks County. All right. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. In addition to that, President Obama spoke to Latino business conference attendees about U.S. immigration reform and talked about how it's just pure all-out racism on the part of Republicans who don't want the American character to be changed. Why would we want America to be changed that drastically? What would the point of it be? Why would that be something to be welcomed? What is about transformational change in Obama? Biden doesn't say the same things. He's just doing it in some strange manner, shape, or form. All right, let's go to Pastor Bill Devlin. He's here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, thanks for checking in. So what happened with Mark Hout?
Yeah, Dom, I'm live here at the U.S. Federal Courthouse at Fifth and Market in the People's Republic of Philadelphia. And we were in and out of the courtroom in maybe 7 minutes. So Mark Hauck pleaded not guilty, and now we heard the argument was heard by Justice Elizabeth Hay, H-E-Y. The case has been referred to Judge Papert. Judge Hay is a magistrate judge in the federal system, so Papert's going to hear the case. He's got an incredible team of attorneys. He has Peter Breen from the St. Thomas More Society, flew in from Chicago, and he's got Brian McMonagall, who's probably one of the top five criminal defense lawyers in the city of Philadelphia.
Now, wait a minute. And, wait, let's slow down. Sorry, Bill, to say that. See, I thought when I saw the name McMonagall, I thought it was the guy who is a pro-life activist that you and I know. And I was going to say, well,
yeah.
I don't know that I want that in this case. I want to win legally. You're saying the criminal defense attorney, McMonagall?
Yes, Brian McMonagall. Met him, spent, we had to wait about 15 minutes before the judge got in, but we were in and out of the courtroom, Dom.
Let me go back to McMonagall. Why Brian McMonagall on this? Tell me.
Well, I think because he's one of the top criminal defense lawyers, and he was contacted by the St. Thomas More Society in Chicago. Peter Breen contacted him and wanted him here. So I think that obviously the GoFundMe page that you just mentioned has already, in 4 or 5 days, has raised over 200K. So Brian's going to be there because he's a local guy. He's been very successful, and he's excited to represent Mark Hauck.
Yeah, without a doubt. You don't get any better than that. I mean, that is as top flight as you get. So, wow.
Yeah. So they're now in the process. Next 14 days, Dom, I just stepped out of the courtroom. They're going to be filing what they call pretrial motions, and then they'll be heard before Judge Papert. But Brian McMonagall, the criminal defense lawyer that we just mentioned, he said this is going to go on for months. You know, they're so backed up in the federal court system here at Fifth and Market at the Third Federal Circuit Court that because of COVID over the last 2 years, I mean, we even had to wear a mask in the courtroom to get in. If you didn't have a mask, you couldn't get in.
Yeah, Bill, so what is it legally now that it stands? It still goes back to this guy who has dropped the case himself personally, but then it gets into this FACE law that if you do anything around an abortion clinic, that suddenly this is the most sacred ground and thing in America, I guess. What explicitly is he being charged with? Do you know?
Yes, he's being charged 18 U.S. Code 248, which is the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrance Act.
Okay.
It was passed by an overwhelming majority margin in the U.S. Congress back in 1994. Then President Bill Clinton signed the law in 1994. And that's when all of us were sitting, and I say all of us, pro-life people, we were involved in the rescue movement, and we were sitting in front of the doors, think Dr. Martin Luther King, passive non-resistance, and that law was basically what you just said. Now abortion facilities have the same protection as, say, a U.S. courthouse or a U.S. post office. So it's federal protection, and if you do anything or you stick around too long, you're going to get nailed with what they call FACE. So Mark has been charged with two counts out of 18 U.S. Code 248, A1 and B2. So basically, even though you're right, the local courts dropped it, that this gentleman, we don't know his name, that has been involved in this altercation, BL, I believe his initials are, from the court records I read, he actually dropped the case. And then what happened is that the feds picked it up, and we believe it comes all the way down from our attorney general in Washington, D.C., by the name of Attorney Merrick Garland.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
They're doing this as an intimidation tactic to pro-lifers. There were four pro-lifers that are now getting nailed with FACE out in Nashville, Tennessee. So this is a groundswell that's coming up, and it's open season on pro-life Catholics.
Well, let me ask you, Bill. Now, I've seen you arrested the Ten Commandments out in Westchester. Yeah. You put it on the line over the years in the proper way. Have you ever faced, though, what, particularly his wife? I know that you're married to a lot of kids, too. But when you got seven yeah. youngish kids and your wife there, and the FBI shows up in this manner, Bill, I don't even know. Now, yeah. you face war-torn countries, but in this country, I'm not one, as you know, I don't think it's smart to throw around Gestapo, et cetera. Doesn't get
Correct.
Us anywhere. But I would say this
Correct.
Is un-American. That's what I would throw around with it. This is so excessive on a guy who offered to surrender with young
yes.
kids and such an abuse of resources here of the FBI
yes.
and law enforcement. It's unparalleled.
Well, not only that, and I learned this morning, that the Thomas More Society sent a letter to Merrick Garland saying, Mr. Houck, who is being charged with a violation of the FACE Act, Freedom of Access Clinic Entrance, they sent a letter to Merrick Garland and said, when do you want Mark Houck to show up? So it was an absolute overreach of the FBI for them to raid this house. They're Mark and Ryan Marie's house up in Upper Bucks County. It was a total overreach. I mean, Dom, I see this in the war zones that I'm in. I see this type of stuff happening where they just show up at somebody like Khartoum, Sudan.
Yep.
They show up at a pastor's house and they say, come with us, and you don't see him again. And it's the same type of craziness that I see in the war zones, in the 18 war zones that I travel with, and you've been gracious enough to have me on many times. But yeah, this is, I mean, it's the inmates running the asylum with apologies to the inmates. I don't want to offend any inmates.
I hear you, Bill. It is unparalleled. And again, it's one thing for the individual, but when you have seven kids and your wife there facing down against this. So last thing for listeners, as I understand it now, it's the outer limits of this, but he could face up to 11 years in jail, I read in one commentary on this.
Correct. He could face up 11 years in jail, but I have something up my sleeve. And you know, Dom, I've done this in foreign countries. I'm actually writing the judge, Papert, and say if Mark Houck is given any jail time, I will exchange myself for Mark Houck, and I'll go in if the judge will allow it, and I'll serve out whatever sentence if he does get a sentence from the federal government, because that's the Gospel of St. John, chapter 15, verse 13. Greater love is no man than a man lays down his life for his brother. So I'm willing to, if the judge would have me, go into federal prison, because Mark, all of our kids are grown and having kids. Mark has seven little kids, all under the age of 15, if you can imagine that.
Wow.
You know, Mark and his wife have been married 14 years, seven kids in 14 years, but I'm serious, Dom. I've done it before.
I know that you would.
Countries, I'll do it again.
All right. Well, Bill, thank you so much, as always. Nobody brings it home like you do. God bless, and keep me in the loop. Keep me in the loop on this, Bill. Thank you.
I shall. All right. God bless, Tom.
All right. Pastor Bill Devlin, right from the center of it. Thanks for getting him, guys. I realize there's sometimes difficulties with the courthouse, et cetera. So give me a reaction to Bill Devlin. We got the side question going on. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Hey, you've heard me talk about my friend and board-certified prostodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Implant and Prostodontic Center in East Norriton. Now, Dr. Bentz is nationally, locally recognized as one of the area's top prostodontists. I see him every couple months, and I always come back with something over the years about what they're doing here, why this is such great dental care, my own personal stories, listeners that I've sent there. But the technology this time. I mean, Dr. Bentz already had outstanding technology. And that's not just to play around with these 3D printers that make your teeth or even dentures. But what they do is they allow him to be tweaking this constantly whenever he has a free moment. So you're going to get comfort, fit, and convenience. No middleman, none of that. This is as top flight, these 3D printers, as you're going to see in dentistry. Get that initial appointment, see the Bentz difference. 610-272-6949. That's the Bentz Dental Implant and Prostodontic Center. 610-272-6949.
Live and local all day. Kale and Company mornings 6 to 10. Rich Zeoli afternoons 3 to 7. Starting Monday on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Okay, it is Dom time. Right there in the center of the action with Pastor Bill Devlin. This is a story that's not going to go away. And you have to understand, Brian McMonagle is the guy that you see in the biggest trials in Philadelphia. To be bringing him in, boy, the federal government is just asking for it here. This is not, just a garden variety at all. This is a big-time attorney, criminal defense attorney, in addition to the Thomas More. So I am heartened to see this, and I see no way. But I see the federal government, they're going to double or triple down on this. You know, they're trying to hang their hat, so's the Inquirer. It wasn't a SWAT team. All right, they misspoke, saying SWAT. Per se. But it was 20 heavily armed. I don't know if there were any scuba divers like they did with Roger Stone. But come on. This guy was willing to surrender. Whatever the beef is back and forth, whichever side it comes down, whatever the evidence is, that's fair. Okay. But why all of a sudden this sort of attack? And the bottom line to me is this. This clown president, hiding behind his rosary beads and devout Catholic and staring down the American bishops who have nothing to say about this. Where are they? It takes people like Pastor Bill Devlin. It takes people across the country. It's well over $200,000 people have put in. Why? Because they want to stop to this, just like they want to stop to the attacks on moms and dad that Merrick Garland was cooking up. They got caught with that one. And now here we are in a different playing field. But I'm not going to say Gestapo. I still maintain, you know what? Let the other side constantly throw that out. But this is un-American. This is frightening. This is against our principles. And this guy's going to win. You got to understand, Brian McMonagle, think of the biggest trial. Think of the Johnny Dock trial. Think of any of those. This is the go-to guy. I'm glad to see they're armed with the right resources. And I will be very surprised if the federal government prevails on this. All right, let me take one more, then we'll have the lightning round. Let's go to somebody who was obese but very successful. Let's go to Guy in Horsham. All right, Guy, who do you have?
Hey, yo, Dom, Guy. Can you
yes,
hear me?
Yes, I do. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'm going with the great John Belushi.
Yes, definitely. Cheeseburger, one of my all-time favorite bits. All right, coming up, we have the lightning round. And then we'll tell you who's going to be on the show tomorrow. You get in right now, though. You want to be a winner today. 855-839-1210.
Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, and Jim, what do we call this?
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is exactly right. All right, Meatloaf would have been 75 today. I got to thinking, obese, but successful. Give us somebody in that camp. Let's start with Bill in Palmyra. All right, Bill, who's yours?
Hello, Dom. Good show. My candidate is Dan Blocker, who played Horace Cartwright on Bonanza.
All right. Dan Blocker certainly fit that category. Greta, always with a good one. Who's yours, Greta?
That would be Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, you don't notice it as much from the early, but the later Aretha Franklin, I think I would agree. And that's one of the probably the best female singer, do we agree, of all time?
Yes, and I think it was easier for people to get away. Well, it's easier if you also have a lot of talent. Singers rather than actresses, they don't get away with being today.
All right, Aretha Franklin, certainly a good one. Jim in Bordentown. All right, Jim, who's yours?
Hey, Dom, you probably won't recognize this obese guy's real name, Jerome Horwitz.
Okay, who's that?
That's Curly Howard.
Ah, yes, definitely obese. Big Danny's got a big answer here. Danny, who's yours?
Hey, Dom, I'm going to go with that George Herman Ruth, better known as the Babe, Babe Ruth.
Yeah, isn't it remarkable that a guy that looked like that ate 18 hot dogs, I think, and had to have his stomach pumped at the half of a doubleheader, hit 714 home runs or more? Wow, that is a good one. Yep, definitely. Don in Telford. Hey, Don, who's yours?
Yes, and good afternoon, Dom. Before I give you a name, my best friend in life spent 60 years on the radio, and he got a lot of credit for pushing Meatloaf's song, I Would Do Anything for Love, and
made
it as successful as it was.
Great one.
And my nominee is Melissa McCarthy.
All right, that's a good one. Ken in Sicklerville, somebody whose name we don't honor as much as we used to. Who is that?
The late, great Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes, iconic figure, but not as much anymore. And Eileen in Gloucester Township, final hitter. Eileen, who's yours? All right, I had W.C. Fields up here. All right, Sean, you got a couple of contenders here? No?
Yes, we have a couple contenders so far. So as throughout the whole entire day, we had Mike with Theodore Roosevelt, Paul with Jack Gleason, Walter with Stuart Hope, and Mary Jane with Mama Class Elliot.
Okay. How about Jim? Do you have a contender?
Mine would probably be Mike with Theodore Roosevelt.
That's a good one. Jim, how about yours? Did you have one that you picked out of this?
I would go with John Belushi, definitely.
Okay, so John Belushi or Theodore Roosevelt. I thought when the Theodore Roosevelt call came in, it was very good. Let's go with Theodore Roosevelt today. Let's put that one forward. That was Winston Churchill was the other one I was looking at, and John Candy. So those two, we got two winners. Each day we'll do another one. Tomorrow I might do, and this is in Jim's bailiwick, who would be the best Super Bowl act? Might do that tomorrow. Rihanna. I'm not sure about that. I don't see that carrying the Super Bowl, but that is the act this year. So be thinking about that one. It could be somebody who did it or never has done it. I got a great one for Thursday, Krasner Day. Dumbest idea ever. Now, you know I'll take communism off the board. Why on Krasner Day? Dumbest idea ever. Let's let criminals go, and we won't have more murder and mayhem. We'll be all over it on Thursday. Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Jim. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. At DomShow1210. Ed Durr is going to be here tomorrow toward the tail end of the show. The guy who beat Sweeney. He's got a new bill that addresses a lot of the transgendered issues, particularly surgery in New Jersey. That guy is a star. Love to have him on. He'll be on the show tomorrow. We'll catch up on everything else. Again, Sean Hannity is next. It's Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.